Let's get to today's tragic attack in Pakistan, one of the worst ever in that country. More than 130 children are dead after the Taliban struck a school run by the Pakistani military in Peshawar in northwest Pakistan. A Taliban spokesman told the BBC the school was targeted because of recent Pakistani army offensive that have killed hundreds of Taliban fighters. The BBC's Shahzeb Jilani is in Karachi and joins us now. And Shahzeb, what is the situation at the school at this point? It appears all the attackers are dead.
That's right. The Pakistani army is saying they have killed all attackers. We know that Pakistani Taliban rang one of our reporters in Peshawar earlier in the day, and they said they have ordered this attack as a retaliation against the Pakistani army's military offensive in the tribal northwest region. But it's been a major day in Pakistan. I mean, a country which has seen so much violence in the past decade or so. But by any standard, this was a horrific attack.
How did the attackers get into this school? You would think that in a school that was run by the military, that there would be more security.
There was obviously more security than an average Pakistani school run by a civilian government or a private school. But these gunmen, from what we know so far, climbed from the back wall to enter the building this morning. They went on a rampage. Children and teachers sought cover in classrooms, but the attackers went from room by room, shooting at anyone they saw. And we now know that most of the children who died were between the ages of 12 and 16.
And how has the country reacted to this? This is one of the big questions, is will public sentiment turn even further against the Taliban because they have gone after children in this way?
Well, you know what? Public sentiment is not in favor of Taliban anyway. I mean, these people have killed tens of thousands of people, Pakistanis mainly. In mosques, in courtrooms, in police stations, in hospitals, so on and so forth. What Pakistanis have been asking is for its military, for its civilian government to take on these guys. The world has been asking Pakistan to carry out a military operation in North Waziristan, which is seen as a safe haven for Al-Qaeda and Taliban militants. That's where they were hiding all these years and launching attacks in Afghanistan on NATO forces, on U.S. forces. But Pakistan was reluctant. The military leadership was reluctant because they feared there will be a backlash. And after essentially dragging their feet for some years and letting more and more Pakistanis die, this year, the new army chief, Rahil Sharif, made a decision with his commanders. He said, enough is enough. We have to go after these guys. And in June, they launched a major operation. It displaced thousands, tens of thousands of people from North Waziristan. But the nation supported it. The political leadership owned it, but people supported it because they said, you know, you can't talk to these people. You have to use force to drive them out. And so, you know, there was this fear that there will be a backlash. Not much happened in the past few months, but today is a major day. It has really forced the civilian and military leadership to take a deep breath and think through this, because these guys have the will and the capacity to strike at will.
Think through this and do what? Are you saying pull back from that offensive in Waziristan, or to go even further and increase the offensive against the Taliban?
I think what everybody is saying, especially the parents of these children who are now dead, they would want to see the military and the government to go all the way. Part of the problem Pakistan has had is that the Pakistani army nurtured these jihadis. And again, you know, people don't like hearing this, but it goes back to the 80s when Pakistan was a frontline state fighting the Soviet Union in Afghanistan. Pakistan was getting money and guns from Washington to do this. And then the U.S., you know, when Soviet Union was defeated, U.S. pulled out, left all these jihadis to the Pakistanis, and they stayed here for two decades. And now these people are so committed, they're so hardened, that they're now attacking the hand that essentially fed them, which is the Pakistani army. And the army has been reluctant all these years to take them on. And now that it is, they expect backlash.
One of the things that comes to mind when there is an attack like this in Pakistan, and as we say, this is one of the biggest ever, but is the fact that Pakistan has nuclear weapons and that if insurgents can attack a school in this way that's run by the military, are those weapons safe?
This is something that comes up every now and then when, you know, Pakistani security installations are attacked. The army insists that the Pakistan's strategic assets, as they call them, nuclear weapons, warheads, missiles, and so on, that they are absolutely in safe hands. Do you believe them? Well, I mean, so far, nothing has happened anywhere close to these strategic assets. But in a country where the government accepts that, how can you stop suicide bombers? I mean, these people come. Are these nuclear weapons really safe? But there's no way of knowing.
That's the BBC's Shazeb Jilani in Karachi, Pakistan, after today's attack in Peshawar. Shazeb, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.